AFL Nation on Sunday. Myself, Tim Gossage, and Paul Hazelby calling all the action on AFL Nation from the Gabba, where it will be the Fremantle Dockers, who have to dust themselves off after their derby defeat. Joining us is Josh Carr from the Fremantle coaching staff. Josh, I suppose it is a time to dust off, but you've had a bit more on your plate. You had to get to Queensland.
Yeah, g'day, Tim, and thanks for having me. Look, obviously it was a tough game last week, and the disappointment of the game, obviously losing to West Coast always hurts, but also just I guess the way that we played. So that's disappointing, but we've got a great opportunity now to move on and get on. We hopped on the plane and we're in Gold Coast and getting ready for Brisbane.
How quickly do you dissect what went wrong, and how quickly did you rule a line through the derby, and what did you take out of it? What's the one area from the coaching staff and the playing group that you need to improve?
Look, I guess it's not about moving on. It's about getting better. And we obviously dissected the game as coaches. And look, the disappointment, I guess, around the ball, the contested footy in the end, where West Coast got us. But also probably the first half, we probably hurt ourselves a little bit with the football in hand. We went forward and we kicked goals, but at the same time, I thought we gave up some relatively easy goals at the same time.
Interesting to hear this morning on radio in Perth, Luke Ryan sort of saying he hasn't discounted the chance he might play against Brisbane, yet I'm pretty sure the medical staff and coaching staff aren't expecting him to play. Can you give our listeners an idea of whether Luke Ryan has any chance of playing the Lions?
Yeah, look, Luke's a slow and steady build. We've got our main training session today. At this stage, he's most likely not going to get up, but at the same time, we do have the main training session and just see how it goes. It's more to, I guess, get through warm-up, see what happens from there, and then assess it.
And that's a stretch too, isn't it? And if he doesn't play, you get stretched again down back, which probably happened a little bit against West Coast. And we know that Brisbane have got Danaher and Hipwood and McStay and a couple of others. They're a tall forward line. They're going to be hard to combat.
Yeah, they are. They are, and he'd be nice to bring into the team. But at the same time, we're not going to, I guess, get blinded by that. And if he's any risk at all, we're not going to risk him to, you know, cost ourselves an extra 3 or 4 weeks. So we'll wait and see what happens there.
Josh Carr is our guest on Sporting Goss on SENWA. He's currently on the Gold Coast as they prepare to take on Brisbane. One name that wasn't on your travelling party, Josh Tracy. I'm surprised by that. I know he can still travel and play in the Melbourne game in next week, if that so chooses. What's the decision to leave him behind? Everyone was pumping his tyres up, saying he was going to be the next big thing. Where's he at?
Look, there's a few players that we thought really need to play football, and here's one of them. As you touched on, he's still a chance to come in for the following week. We can fly him to Melbourne if we have to, and he has a good game. We need to pick him, but we just thought it's really important for him to get the continuity to play another game. Had a really good game for Peel last week, and it'd be nice to string another one together.
One thing we noticed on the weekend, and I think both teams and both coaches, and in the post-match and even today, they're still sort of talking about it, was that high-scoring midfield dominance of the derby, where there were easy outs from the front side of most centre-square contests, and for both teams, to be honest, it was a goal fest, and you wouldn't want to have been in the back line. We enjoyed it. I watched it. I thought it was the most entertaining first half of footy I've seen in a long, long time, but as coaches, it wasn't what you wanted.
Never as coaches, yeah. You really want that. You want it to go one way, and that's our way, and not really the other way, so... Yeah, look, it was the stoppages were open at times, and especially centre bounce. I think both teams kicked 4 goals from centre bounce, and I think, you know, West Coast would kick one, and then would go the other way and kick one, and defence probably wasn't at its greatest, but that's okay. It's obviously got to work through that, and the fans obviously like it. It's just nice if from our point of view, we'd like it just to go our way and not theirs.
What a Brisbane hold. They're in a bit of form, aren't they? They're starting to get their mojo back. Even the fact is they don't have the Brownlow medalist Lachie Neal. But one in, one out, they seem to be able to cover. Their depth is strong and they're at home.
Yeah, look, there's no frills about the way they go about their football. They're really tough, really good around the contest. They get the ball in their front half and hold it there. So there's nothing flashy about the way that they play. They just play a really tough brand of football, a finals type of football, and that's a great opportunity, I guess, off the back of last week With the disappointment against West Coast and not standing up under that sort of pressure, we get another opportunity against a really good team in Brisbane to combat that. They got good players like Jared Lyons around the contest. Obviously, their forward line is pretty elite. So, it's something to look forward to for our players and coaches.
No doubt about that. Give Freo fans a sniff of hope. Everyone thinks that you're, you are rank outsiders, we know that, but you don't hold any sway on the betting markets and always gamble responsibly. But give your Freo fans some hope going into this contest on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, I think we've responded. In most disappointments that we've had this year in the games that we played after the Carlton game, and I think we'll get that from this game. And I think we're good around the contest, and I still think we're potent with Tabs and Lobby up forward. And if we get the ball in there and give them some supply, I reckon we can kick some goals.
Appreciate your time and all the very best. Oh, just quickly, sorry, last one before I let you go. How different is it going into a mini hub as it was as opposed to last year? Do you feel like you're better equipped as a group to cope with it, albeit it's only a sort of a short-term stay, hopefully?
Yeah, definitely. We've been there and done that. And the players know exactly what they can do and what's around here. And we spent 6 weeks here last year, so it's all pretty familiar to us.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.